Hello, world, or small niche group of people who bother listening to my audio booze. Hello! Thank you. That's very nice of you. Very kind of you, in fact. And this audio boo is about random acts of kindness, or just genuine, honest acts of kindness that have come my way in the last couple of weeks, and I am so touched by them that I want to share them. First of all, I was a bit sad when I was in Houston because I was unable to go on the zero gravity flight, and two people made things better for me. One of them was a nice lady from Mission Control called Becca, and she was sad I didn't get to go in the zero G plane, so she hired a plane and took me flying, which was amazing, and she let me fly the little Cessna for a while. We did try and do a zero-G parabola and kind of went woo off our seats for a second, but didn't quite manage quite what they do in the actual zero-G plane. But it was really a lot of fun, and it made me very happy. So, Becca, thank you. Also, while I was in Houston, Becca and I sort of organised a tweet-up, which is marvellous, and I was talking to all sorts of fascinating people. In fact, I was surrounded by three flight controllers from Mission Control, which was very, very exciting. And they were all women, which was brilliant. I was very pleased for them. Anyway, I was thinking I should move down to the end of the table and speak to the people down there when one chap got up and he was about to leave. And I thought, oh no, I haven't spoken to him yet. And I exclaimed, I didn't just think it, I exclaimed it out loud. And I said, sorry, can you spare 2 minutes? 1 minute, in fact, we can pretend we're speed dating. And he looked a little bit confused, but bless him, he sat down, and I said, so, what's your name, where do you come from, what do you do? And he went on to tell me that he kind of works part for the Department of Defense and part for NASA, and in order to get to his office every day, he has to walk through the Apollo mission control, which they've rebuilt in the original room with all the original consoles. Every morning he walks through that to get to his office. And that Gene Kranz was his first boss, which is quite incredible and very cool. So I got excited about space for a while, we had a nice little chat, and he made his apologies and left. About half an hour later, there was a tap on my shoulder. Now, this is not something I was expecting in Houston, especially given that every single person I knew in the vicinity was within my eye line, sat around the table. So I was a bit confused, and I turned round, and it was this chap that I'd been speaking to, a guy called Dave. And he said, come over here, I've brought you some gifts. I was like, what? And so off we went, and he took me to his car, and he brought me two very beautiful photographs of the shuttle launches, a very nice NASA pin badge, and a shuttle pin badge. And it was such a lovely thing to do. I'd had a really, really bad day that day, and there was no need for him to do that at all. Absolutely no reason for him to go out of his way like that, and he did. And I was so touched. So touched. He didn't, in fact, give me the wrong email address, so I couldn't reply and say how grateful I was, but I persevered, and I worked out what his NASA email address was and got a message to him there. And he responded saying that he'd found me some more things, and if he managed to see me before I left, he had something for me that had been in space, which was amazing. And I said, oh, don't be silly, you don't need to do anything more for me, you've been so kind already. But he turned up when I was interviewing his colleague, Perry, and he brought with him a book about the International Space Station, another beautiful photograph of the shuttle taking off, a whole load of mission patches, a squeegee shuttle toy, and a bookmark that has flown in space. Apparently, they fly a small number of bookmarks up with each shuttle, and they give them to special guests at NASA. And he said, I was a special guest. What a kind man. I felt terrible because I had nothing that I could give him in return. I had brought with me some tea and some England-branded Mars bars to give to astronauts and nice people I was meeting at the start of my trip, but I was all out. So I ended up searching through my suitcase and in an attempt to give him something British, and I had to put this in the NASA internal mail because I didn't get to see him again, I left him a packet of hula hoops and a hazelnut chewy bar. Yes, I don't think that was a very fair swap. I did quite well out of that deal. But how kind and how lovely. Really lovely. So then it got to my birthday a week later, and I was not very happy about the idea of being 30 and having to grow up. Don't worry, I'm not going to grow up. It's fine. And I was opening some cards that had come in the post, and there was a little package, and I thought, oh, well, that's probably from my old friend Carenza. So I opened it last, but it wasn't. It was a real surprise, and it was a surprise that consisted of two lovely books, well chosen for me, one about the moon and one about improv everywhere, sent to me by, on Twitter, Crypto, K-R-Y-P-T-O, who I have kind of had strange meetings with online for some time as part of the Join Me, Random Acts of Kindness, Danny Wallace cult collective thing. And I then ended up speaking to him once at a humanist meeting, and we worked out that he had been one of the people that had sent me some gifts for Christmas after my mother had died. And I was so shocked, and I said I really wanted to thank him, and I hope, you know, I'm sorry that I hadn't sent a thank you letter. Apparently I had. Goodness knows what was going on in my brain then, but so that was nice. I'm glad I had done. And how kind of him to write and send me these books. It was so sweet, and it really made me smile. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Then back to Twitter again, and I mentioned that it was my birthday, and that I was a bit like, about it. And Evidence Matters, someone I've never met, but have corresponded with a lot on Twitter, said, oh, if I'd known, I would have baked you a cake. I thought, what a nice thought. And she said, no, I will bake you a cake. And not only did she bake me one cake, she baked me two cakes, and had her friend, partner, husband, I'm not sure, deliver them to me. And I was so touched. Somebody I've never met, they didn't need to do that at all. There was no reason for them to go out of their way and make that effort for me, and they did, and I'm so grateful, and it was so, so lovely. Thank you. And that lemon drizzle cake is absolutely phenomenally good, and my colleague at work says, please may he have the recipe. It's that good. And the last but not least is my friend John. My dear friend John, who the day before my birthday listened to me being a bit sad about not having Mum around to make me special toast for my birthday, like she used to do, cutting out the letters that said Happy Birthday Kate with these little pastry cutters and putting them out on a plate for me in the morning. And when he turned up to the cocktail bar I was in for my 30th, he said, here's your card, open it carefully. And it was a big cardboard thing with wrapping paper on it, and it looked slightly odd, and I thought, okay. And I opened it carefully, and inside, he'd made toast letters that said, Happy Birthday, Kate. And it almost made me cry. It was so sweet. In fact, I think at some points it did make me cry, but it was such a lovely thing. And I just want to say, you can really make a difference to people's lives by just going that extra little way, putting an extra little thought in, and I don't know if everybody appreciates it, but I want you to know that I do really, really appreciate it. So thank you, everyone who's been really, really nice to me. And thank you, frankly, anybody who bothers to listen to these audio boos. I'm generally rambling about this and that and nothing in particular, but thank you. It means a lot. Take care.